Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Drew Stubbs. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Aviles. Batting third. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ryan Raburn. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark Reynolds. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Justin Masterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Adam Dunn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jeff Kepinger. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jordan Danks. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Sale. And now, play ball. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stubbs strikes out. One out. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Sale covering, for the out. Two outs. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aviles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ryan Raburn is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Raburn strikes out. One out. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santana hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dunn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kepinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aviles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brantley strikes out. One out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomes hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Chisenhall batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Chisenhall hits a line drive into center field. Dank settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckham strikes out. One out. Jordan Danks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Danks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first, with Masterson covering, for the out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs bunts towards third. Gillespie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Aviles is 0 for 1 in the game. Aviles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. Stubbs moves to second. Two outs. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rayburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Danks. Rayburn reaches second base with a double. Stubbs scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santana is 0 for 1 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rayburn scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Flowers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaza hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomes fires to first and picks off Diaza. One out. Alexei Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Diaza. Gomes reaches second base with a double. Brantley moves to third. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brantley scores. Gomes moves to third. One out. It's 3-0, Indians. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stubbs strikes out. Two outs. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aviles is 0-for-2 in the game. Aviles hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dunn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dunn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynolds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dunn for the out. One out. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kepinger hits a line drive towards short. Cabrera reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reynolds scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillespie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rayburn takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Rayburn moves to second. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rayburn moves to third. Two outs. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Beckham is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckham hits a fly ball into center field. Stubbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danks is 0-for-1 in the game. Danks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-1 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brantley strikes out. One out. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gomes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gomes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chisenhall strikes out. Two outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stubbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaza takes first base on ball 4. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Diaza moves to second. Alex Rios batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rios is 0 for 2 in the game. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chisenhall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Diaza moves to third. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aviles is 0 for 3 in the game. Aviles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dunn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Diaza. Cabrera reaches second base with a double. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cabrera moves to third. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rayburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rayburn strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santana is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santana hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckham is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Mark Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomes is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gomes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brantley moves to third. Matt Thornton now pitching. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chisenhall strikes out. 2 outs. Nate Jones now pitching. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stubbs hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Brantley scores. Gomes moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aviles is 0-for-4 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Flowers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Danks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Danks strikes out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0-for-2 in the game. Flowers strikes out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez is hit by the pitch. Diaz moves to second. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0-for-3 in the game. Rios strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.